No more empty rhetoric, but powerful reality of true love. Let's shift now. Let's transition from the bouquet of flowers to another bouquet that, in my mind and in my heart, is even more beautiful, even grander than the most beautiful bouquet of flowers. And this is the bouquet of humans. Yes. Imagine an outdoor setting on a beautiful day. The sun is shining beautifully, but not beaming down hot on us. We're outdoors in a beautiful park, thick green grass, beautiful grass. And we've been asked to gather together. And we have males of all ages, 2-year-old males, 6-year-old males, 12-year-old males, 32-year-old males, 52-year-old males, 82-year-old males, males of all ages. And spread out throughout all of those males, females of all ages, 3-year-old females, 7-year-old females, 10-year-old females, 16-year-old females, 30-year-old females, 50-year-old females, 67-year-old females, 92-year-old females, females of all ages, just spread throughout all those males of all ages. And then, remember now, we're imagining together. We're doing a great, great thing here. This is a beautiful project that we're embarking upon. We are building a beautiful bouquet of humans. And so, see, with all those ages of males and all those ages of females, people with a variety of hair colors. You see black hair on some of those females, black hair on some of those males, brown hair on some of the females, brown hair on some of the males. And you keep looking and you see gray hair. You see white hair. You see silver hair. You see red hair. Occasionally, you even see blue hair. And what if all those different hair colors that we're seeing, let's just, since we're imagining together, let's just imagine that all those hair colors that we're seeing are the natural hair colors of each person. No dyes. This is the real thing. Blonde hair. All throughout that crowd, we're seeing all these different colors of hair. And let's just imagine that some of that hair is straight. Some of that hair is very curly. Some of the hair we see is very wavy. We just see all kinds of textures of hair. And then as we continue to look, we notice the various colors of the skin. We've looked at the colors of the hair. Now we're noticing the colors of the skin. And let's not sell ourselves short. In other words, let's not just say we just see black skin and white skin. No, let's imagine together that we're seeing white skin of various complexions. I remember talking with a little girl just a week or two ago. Precious little white girl and I were just having a ball with each other. And she suddenly asked me, "So what color is my arm?" And so I'm wondering, is this a trick question? And so I looked at her arm for about 2 seconds and I said, "White." She said, "Nope, pink." And she was serious too. Hey, this is my point. There are different complexions of white skin. And I'm going to ask you, I normally don't do this, but I'm going to ask you this time to see it the way I see it. In my mind, to my brain, to my heart, those various complexions of white are beautiful. I'm serious. I've seen what some people describe as a milky white complexion on some people. And to me, it was gorgeous. That was just a beautiful complexion. All those complexions of white skin spread out throughout all those age groups, all those males, all those females we were talking about. How about brown skin with its many varieties of complexion? Brown skin from Africa, brown skin from India, brown skin from the islands. All those various varieties of brown complexion spread throughout that beautiful, gorgeous bouquet of humans. I know some people say red skin. How about all those beautiful complexions that are attached to the bodies of Native Americans? All those beautiful complexions, various shades of brown of those who are Asian, those who are Hispanic, all those nationalities, all those varieties of colors of all those people who help make up that beautiful bouquet. What if we were to add to that one more thing we can't see inside, but we can see on the outside? That beautiful tummy that is filling more and more with a precious baby on the inside. So as we look at some of the females, we see those who are obviously not pregnant, and we see some who are obviously pregnant. What a beautiful bouquet. I mean, a gorgeous bouquet. You know, when it comes to flowers, the natural flow is to see the beauty of all those colors and value all those colors and the fact that we are looking at flowers. We value the flowers and their colors. But for some reason, for many people, when it comes to the bouquet of humanity, the bouquet of humans, they choose to see a lot of ugliness unless they're looking at those who look like them. It actually takes more energy, and a negative energy at that, to see what God has created and considers very good as objectionable, unattractive, valueless. Let's allow our hearts and our minds to go with the natural flow, the way our Creator made us in the beginning. And that is to value the entire bouquet of mankind with all those gorgeous colors that make us humanity.